across the eucalyptus lawn, and he walks into the party of some Duke he'd met that morning. Over breakfast in a self-serve, where he'd spent the usual day, making power laws out of bell curves in the usual way. The air was thick with laughter, just one long vermilion whirl, and he found himself gazing at the familiar girl. Other down where he said, I was thinking that. And they started seeking links just like the market seeks the crash. So do you know the Duke? What Duke? Mean either way you're from. Somewhere unpronounceable where Diego's never gone. They compared lives and passing lovers, but they'd never known each other. The conversation faded and they parted garbed in awkward. Best Diego left the party feeling empty, sad and nauseous. He never even asked her. Shibuya, oh hi, where do I know you from? Wait, you're the guy I don't know, all enthusiasm gone. He said it's kind of like a thriller that you saw and then forgot. Well, you can't say who's the killer, but you still know half the plot. No, it's more like a car crash, broken glass, but no harm done. The policeman waves you past, nothing to see here, move along. Times New Year's Eve, 99, Milliminal. The airport interfere by the luggage carousel. Blindsided by fluorescent light, they reach for the same case. With air-conditioned eyes, he meets the strange familiar face. Can't find a word to say, so they just go their separate ways. Diego spends the night in crowded streets, scanning features as the sky explodes with star flowers and the screams of desperate preachers. And he doesn't even know why he's so desperate to meet her, but he never even asked her. Years of luck. Diego's getting by, but the familiar face is stuck. He's had his share of loves, thought he was happy once or twice. But it's her face that he sees on walls of cheap hotels at night. One day he sees the Duke, and he can't believe his eyes. Seems like a lifetime, and have you met my wife? She says, we once met at a party, but we didn't get along. He says, then Tokyo, then Sofia, but she just shakes her head and yawns. Oh, you must be mistaken, I don't remember that. Diego smiles in desperation, says goodbye and walks away too fast. His center has been taken, his past collapsed, his future's too vast. Diego never asked her. Never gonna